Are you doing all the things externally, yet feeling like something is missing? What if you could do something where you feel so aligned and pumped up every day that it lights your soul on fire versus wasting your time in a job that doesn't fulfill you and doesn't give you what you want because you're trying to measure success for external validation? Ah, I know. Hashtag dream life, right? These are some of the questions we'll be unpacking today on Seeing Your Inner Brilliance with my friend and career coach, Ashley Fernandez. I don't know about you, but I've been so guilty of thinking things like, I should stay in this career because it's what I went to school for. I should have a 5-year plan and have it all figured out. I should join this program because that is the thing that will change the game for me. Can you relate? It wasn't until I could no longer maintain the misery I was feeling in my career that I decided enough was enough. For Ashley, her catalyst for going from unfulfilled to fulfilled was when her mom was diagnosed with breast cancer. When do we all claim a life of fulfillment for ourselves? When do we, all of us, female powerhouses, freaking claim the life we desire and deserve? That is what I want to know. When are we going to all step into this and embody it, claim it, and take it by its horns and really step into it? And when we all make this change, or at least admit to yourself that you're going to make this change and choose more inner success, fulfillment, and loving yourself enough to go against the grain to follow your passion, then what? Because anytime we want to make a shift, it freaks out our conscious mind. Literally. It's used to keeping us safe. It has a doctorate in safety and comfortability. It scores a 6 on the performance review. We have to train our mind to work with us rather than against us. Because if you're trying to lean into maybe doing something that's entirely new, or shifting from a life in a way that hasn't been done before in your family, or stopping the endless, exhausting belief that success equals your achievements, number of clients, amount of podcast downloads, digits on your paycheck, all of those things, you are literally shocking your nervous system. And it's good. It is so good. These are really good things to move away from, right? Or to shift into. But the unfamiliar is our mind's worst enemy. We have to learn how to get our mind on board with what we're doing, or it'll spiral you into second-guessing yourself at every single turn, doubting if you're worthy or capable of going in the direction you feel called to, versus continuing on the path you logically need to go in. So these are the things we're going to go into on today's episode. First, we're going to talk about fulfillment and why that is so important, especially for us go-getters, to what's the word I'm looking for, to really maximize and expand into the space. Because just because we're capable of doing things doesn't mean we need to do them. No, we need to learn how to shift into the space of doing things that we actually love. And then we're going to talk about, once we make that shift, how do we do it in a way to where our mind supports us and doesn't become a roadblock for us. It doesn't become this constant thing that we have to learn how to tackle and overcome, or this thing that is standing in our way because we aren't sure which way to go. We just have so many negative, debilitating thoughts, right? Like, we need to clear that out of our way so we can just freaking go, baby. All right, speaking of going, let's go right into this episode. Ashley, thank you so much for being here. I'm super excited for our conversation. When we first connected, I was absolutely blown away by you because you're a badass. I'm serious. And of course you could tell us this, but I mean, you're just super successful. You're doing it, at least from a societal standpoint. You are the epitome of that. So if you will, take it away as far as just telling us a little bit about you and what's going on in your world.
Thank you so much for that lovely introduction. I am pumped to be here and have this conversation with you today because I knew immediately when we first chatted, I was like, yep, this we're on the same page. You're my person. This conversation is going to be my jam. So thank you for that. In terms of me, so maybe I'm doing all the things externally. I am a corporate working woman. I am also a business owner and CEO of my own coaching and personal development company. And I'm a mom of two and a wife and a list of many other things, like we all are. And so what I really like to talk about is my view of how I pull all those things together and integrate them, right? Because it's not, they're not siloed. And while external success could be like, oh yeah, look, she has a fancy six-figure career. Wow. She runs a business. Wow. She's momming it. Wow. She's doing all the things. Cool. Yeah, I am. But there's also so much more than that.
I absolutely love that. And I do want to mention you're working on a planner. You're working yes. on creating a planner. I just think that is so cool. You don't meet many people who are working on a planner. And so we'll definitely talk about what that planner looks like, especially, you know, since we're starting off 2023 and we all rush out and buy planners as soon as we can, right? But yes. If you will, I would love to hear, I don't know, take me back to a couple years ago, maybe five, if there's a particular memory or season coming up for you where you had one vision of what success looked like and maybe you started having this idea that maybe that totally doesn't align with me.
Oh, such a great question. Yes. So like many other people, I was in a, you know, pretty successful job and I was doing all the things. So I was commuting into a job in New York City, was making good money, and on the outside, you know, everything looked fine. But I had a moment that I will never forget on a two-hour, very long train ride into New York City that I was commuting, which is a story for another day. But I'm sitting there, and I'm listening to a podcast, and they're talking about coaching and career coaching and just, like, different things that I, like, didn't even know existed, right? I was working at Fortune 500 doing recruiting, doing the things, right? You go to school, you get the good job, you continue to like progress in your career in corporate, you make the money. Okay, cool. But I was doing all those things and I was like, something is like not, like something is missing. Besides the fact that I felt slightly insane every day at work. So if that's you, that's a key that you should probably look for a different job. But I was super close with my mom and my mom got diagnosed with pancreatic cancer. Became terminally ill and ultimately passed away to that disease. And that was really pivotal for me. I was a young adult. Like I said, right, I was doing all the things that you should be quote unquote doing. And I realized like life is too freaking short, right? Like you have to do something where you are so freaking aligned and pumped up every day that it lights your soul on fire versus wasting your time in a job that maybe doesn't fulfill you, doesn't give you what you want because you are trying to measure success for external validation. And of all of the things that come with that, I was able to witness my mom. I love her and I miss her so dearly, but she didn't follow her passion, right? She stayed in a career because she needed to take care of my sister and I as a single mom. She got married and stayed in relationships she should not have because of external factors, right? Like you're always worried what someone's going to say, what someone's going to do, and all of those things. And having her become ill and losing her made me really reflect on like, holy shit, right? I don't want to be 60, 70, 80, 90 years old and think I just like wasted my life. And I pushed everything I wanted aside because of what I was trying to achieve externally, driving to some measure of success that doesn't even exist.
Oh my gosh. Thank you so much for that. Thank you for sharing your story. And I have tears in my eyes. I did not know that your mom passed from cancer. And so I send you so much love. My mom also went through breast cancer. She did survive, you know, but I can relate to the pain of that. And I just can't imagine everything that you went through and everything that you're still going through, you know, walking this earth without your mom. And so I wish I could reach across the computer screen and give you this really great big hug. And I also, my mom was also a single mom. And so I know the value and the connection, the special connection with that. So, woo, woo.
Yes.
I just, yes. Oh, I send you thank so you. Much love. My heart goes out to you, and I admire you that much more, you know, for that journey and not being a journey like that. It can either, yes, it can shake us up. It can knock us down. We can also rise from it. We can also reflect on it and use it as lessons. And that's exactly what you did, is you allowed that journey to be a teacher. Yes. And that experience to be a teacher and to, you know, maybe be a universal message, spiritual message for you that, hey, maybe life isn't going to continue in the direction that I thought it would. And so, yeah, I just really, really admire you for your courage in that. And yeah, and listening to that. And so what did you, so you're on the way to work, you know, you're being with your mom as she's transitioning to heaven, all of these things going on in your life. How did you actually make that tradition? How did you actually make that transition? Or did, have you fully made that transition? Because you're still working in corporate. So what does that look like?
Yeah, that's a great follow-on. And to your point, I did use it as a catalyst, right? Like my mom is the sole reason that I started doing everything that I'm doing. And I am so grateful for that perspective shift that I was able to have. And to answer your question point blank, right? There wasn't one thing that I transitioned to do, right? It's a journey over time. And I think that's really important for people to understand, because oftentimes we're looking to get to this like goalpost, right? We're looking to get to this finish line. When I reach here, then I'll feel all the things, right? I'll feel successful, worthy, loved, etc. But you're always going to move the goalpost. So I didn't even realize that I was doing what I was doing at the time, right? Like now I can look back and I could say, oh, okay. So I got a new job because I didn't want to commute anymore, because that was wasting my time and my energy, right? And so I did that. Like I did tactical things, but when I put it in perspective now, each shift that you make in life, whether it's career, you know, life, business, it's always putting you on a path to something else, even if you may not realize it.
That is so beautiful. Will you say that again, just in case somebody's listening and driving and is like, wait, what did she say?
Yes, if I can remember it, actually. there's not always one path, right? There's not a set, you know, steps that you should take. It's about the journey that you're driving on or going on to get to your destination, right? There isn't always one thing to do to get you where you want to go. It's a series of micro things that add up.
And so trusting that while you're making external shifts, maybe logistically, you know, you're changing your commute to work, maybe you're moving, you know, you're logistically, you know, making some changes, but inwardly, that's also guiding you and leading you to somewhere else, right? And so what did that... Because, which I know, I'm just going to call it out. I know why you and I connect so much and so beautifully is because all of these things, like our single moms, you know, they're both, you know, battled with cancer. Like we're both ambitious and determined and probably seen by the outside as having it all together or being strong women, being independent, you know, that type of thing. But then also having the privilege and the honor to really immerse ourselves into this inner journey that we're on, and our careers have been our catalyst, you know? So that was also, you know, my shift from corporate. And so with that, let's take it inwardly, you know, the outside, the logistics, that can come very natural, you know, to some people. Okay, you know, I can figure that out. That's kind of easy. But what about the stuff on the inside, your self-talk? What did that look like?
Oh, that's it. That's the secret sauce, right? You could do all of the external, tactical, kind of practical things, but when you give yourself space to stop and get quiet with yourself and really like go inward, it is a whole different ball game. Like you will be like, wait, what? I thought everything was great when sunshine and rainbows. What's going on, right? Because when you begin to learn about how your brain works and the power that your mind has and that you have over your thoughts and your feelings and the words that you say to yourself, you can literally shift your life. And I don't say that lightly, because I was not the person ever to, I was like, what is, like, what kind of woo woo, which I hate that word, but what kind of stuff is this, right? Like, I got into coaching, I went to coaching school, and my first weekend immersion, I was like, I am not bought in. What are these people talking about? What I think, how I feel, what's going on? This makes me uncomfortable. And because it made me uncomfortable, I was like, there is something here. What is this? I need to figure it out.
And so then how did you become aware of your self-talk, or how do you coach your clients, you know? And sitting, you know, we say get quiet, you know, but what does that mean to us doers who are constantly like on the go? How do you literally just sit down and breathe, or yes, what does that look like?
I know, I'm feeling the energy, right? I'm like, I don't have time to breathe. That's what I used to tell people. So that's a great question. So I think it's two things, right? It's one, something super simple everyone can do, no matter how busy you are, no matter how jam-packed your day is. You can set an alarm for a breathing break. You could set multiple. It could be 2 minutes. It could be 5 minutes. It could be 30 seconds, right? It's a moment for you to practice different breathing techniques. There's so many out there. We can give you a bunch if you want. But that moment allows you to take yourself out of the chaos of the day-to-day, of the work, of doing all the things, and put back your mind-body connection together and slow down your nervous system. And that component together gives your inner kind of sense of being like a minute to breathe, a minute to reset and say, okay, I'm safe. Everything is good. I'm feeling okay. Or I'm feeling freaking overwhelmed. I need to breathe some more. I need to go for a walk to do something. That connection point where you can tactically set a quick alarm on your phone and just like breathe will be a game changer. One. And then second, when you think about the power of self-talk, you would be so surprised if you heard yourself out loud for a day, even for like a few hours. Think about the things that you say inside, maybe not out loud, maybe inside, to yourself and the impact that that would have on you. So for example, right? It's you go shopping. And you're trying on a new pair of jeans and you're like, ugh, I look so fat, right? Okay, there's one thing. Then you're walking out and your kid's throwing a tantrum on the floor as you're trying to leave the store. Ugh, I'm such a terrible mom. This kid is always, you know, throwing a fit and like, I don't even know what I'm doing. And everyone's probably looking at me and judging, and the list goes on and on, right? Maybe you make a mistake at work and you send someone the wrong email. And then you say to yourself, ugh, I'm such an idiot. Like, well, how did I catch that, right? Like, why did I do that? I always mess this up, and the list goes on and on, right? Get my point? Those shifts, that's what you're telling yourself every day, all day, whether you realize it or not. And a lot of it is unintentional, right? Because it's your subconscious and it's just in your brain and you're not really thinking about it.
Absolutely. And imagine if your kid was saying it to himself or herself, you know, the same thoughts that you're thinking. I know if you're a mom listening right now, anytime we relate it onto our kids and their lives, you know what I mean? Our heart just sees it from a totally different lens. And so hopefully that can help drive what you're saying, Ashley, help drive that home with that's how impactful it is. And so exactly going back to point number one of setting a timer and just pausing and breathing, it's a great way to stop that cycle. Yes. To stop that cycle and just break it, like, you know, the lane drops off in the road, you know what I mean? And for a period of time. And so your brain, your mind can just have that breathing room, have that space, so it's not continually bombarded with those negative thoughts. So I absolutely loved, I mean, those are such practical, you know, things that we can get in the habit of doing. And it's so important. And so through this, you know, going to coaching school and growing yourself internally while also working on yourself internally with your, you know, self-talk and your beliefs, talk about the shift of how you kind of went from this one view of what success looked like into molding and forming your own view of success.
Yes. Okay. So I think we can all relate to the fact that this pandemic forced us all to kind of rethink things, right? And put a light maybe where you weren't looking before because you were just going through the motions, like many other people. And so I would get caught up in that myself, right? Even though I was aware and I was conscious of my thoughts and I had practices in place, right? We're all human. And it is a constant evolution, right? And a constant practice that you need to have to be aware of the thoughts that you're having and how to shift them. And so I went from thinking, sure, it's nice to have a great job, make lots of money, do all these things. And yeah, that's still important. But to me, it's not important for the reasons of someone else telling me that I'm successful, right? Like I want to make a certain amount of money so I can afford a lifestyle I want to bring my family on different experiences, right? That I didn't get to have as a kid, because I think that's part of how it brings me joy, right? Like I want to be able to take my family to experience things. And so shifting my measure of success in terms of what does it really mean for me, right? When I feel successful, it's because I am able to totally disconnect and like cook dinner with my family and have some time laughing and joking and like being silly at the end of the day, right? When I think of success, I think about the impact that I have on my clients and my colleagues in corporate and the people I come across with on a day-to-day, because I'm able to share a perspective in a new way with them.
Mm.
So really defining for yourself what success looks like, which takes it some time, right? And it may shift and it will iterate as time goes on. But knowing what is that really look like for you as an individual versus what someone is telling you it should be.
Absolutely. And for you, something that I just really love about you is that you're in corporate and building your own business. You know what I mean? You're doing both, because my story, I went from one to the other, which has its own, you know, elements of excitement, and no journey is better than the other. But you're such a beautiful example, especially as women, you know, and with society. I just think that, you know, we get so programmed, like one lane, you know, and if we decide to switch out of that lane, then it's an entirely new lane and we just focus on that lane. But no, what if your version of success, because you're a creative achiever, what if your version of success includes multiple lanes?
Yes. Yes. Who says you need to have one lane? Maybe you want one lane and that's okay, but maybe you don't. Right? And think about the impact that you can have, not only for yourself and your family and the people close to you, right? But on the world, when you are really in that zone. And understanding what does that zone even look like, which I know your quiz is brilliant at helping people figure out. I think that's a key, right? Because while my journey is a little bit different, right, than someone who just quits corporate and starts up a business, yes, they all have their own challenges. But I try to look at it as, how can I take what I'm doing in coaching and bring it into corporate? And how can I take what I'm doing in corporate and bring it into coaching? because that allows the best of both worlds, right? For the clients that I serve and the women that I work with.
And I know you being a creative achiever, and my daughter is also a creative achiever. Creative achievers are the true multitaskers of this world. You have this beautiful gift of being able to envision something and start it, you know, envision it from scratch, like it's a blank piece of paper, and visually put something there. And then you also have the achiever side of you, that the energy and the drive, the doingness inside of you to bring in, to do both of them. And so you are not meant to do one thing. You know, you focusing, I'm probably going to challenge you and encourage you to do something in addition to designing your own planner. You know what I mean? Like keep, yeah. How wide can your lanes go? Can it be like LA?
Yes, I love it. Yes, it can. Yes, it can. That's the thing though, right? Like you test things out and you iterate and you continue to expand as you continue to grow as an individual. And that's the beauty of it.
Hey sis, we have been talking about a couple powerful things in this episode, like creating a career around what lights you up and makes you feel alive, and redefining success based on what it looks and feels like to you, not the way the world considers success or what you should do in order to achieve the success that you want. To be honest, I really struggled with this when I first made the shift out of corporate into building a business and being a stay-at-home mom. I never realized how much my self-worth was wrapped up in a paycheck. And it took me years to unravel this deeply ingrained belief that I had about myself. Let me assure you, the process to success and the achievement of it looks and feels differently for everyone. I have two things that will really help you define your definition of success. So talk about feeling empowered and free, baby girl. The first thing is for you to find out what your unique inner power archetype is by taking my free quiz, which is based on human design. This will help you identify what success feels like according to your IPA and give you the confidence you need to freaking own it. So go to charlesychildress.com/quiz to take that. Oh, you're absolutely going to love it. The second thing, as ambitious, driven women, it can be so easy for us to get caught up in the doing and accumulating success without ever relishing in the satisfaction of it. The trick is to unravel the deep-rooted lies that cause you to feel like you need to do in order to have. My confidence program, Unstoppable, is your answer to overcoming this mental block so you can ditch the suffocating pressure and embrace the greatness you feel called to. You are far too powerful and have too big of a plan for your life to let the success lies stand in your way. So go to charlesychildress.com/unstoppable for more details. Prices go up March 1st. Joining the hottest confidence program, in my opinion, and getting it at the lowest price, now that is a good move, sister. Now let's keep listening to this inspiring conversation with Ashley.
And that's the beauty of awareness. And it starts with those, you know, small steps that you talked about in the beginning of setting the timer, you know, and just pausing and just getting to know yourself, because then when it comes time to own what success looks like to you, oh my gosh, doesn't that, from your perspective, doesn't that take like so much belief in yourself, so much conviction, so much fortitude,
yes,
and perseverance?
Yes, 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 and yes. Exactly. It's the belief that you cultivate in yourself over time is astounding and can make or break everything that you want to do in life.
So well said. I absolutely love that. And yeah, I'm so I'm probably going to say this 100 times, but I'm just so proud of you for doing the work, whether you realized you were doing it or not, and leaning into what success looks like for you, you know, going from this model or this vision of how you thought your life was going to be and how, and then you're like, wait, this isn't fulfilling. I don't like this commute. Get me off of this train.
Yeah. Get me off the train. Yeah, exactly.
Give me something else. And so just gradually, and I know you're not, you haven't arrived. You know what I mean? There's so much more. There's such, you know, it's like a constant evolution, if you will.
Yes. And that's such a key point that you just said, right? Because we never arrive at any destination, right? We think we do. We think, okay, once I achieve all these things, once I do all these things, once I have all these experiences, once I make this money, insert whatever you want, right? Then I'll feel all the things. Then I'll be there. Like, there's no there, because you're already there right now. You're already there right now. And so as you do personal growth work and thought work and belief work and understand that, your life will dramatically shift. You're always going to move the goalpost. You're always going to move what your end lane. Because that's what we're all brought up thinking and doing, right? It's like, once you achieve here, then you do this. But no, because our brains don't work that way. They're not designed that way, right? You are literally already there.
So thank you for calling that out and pulling out what I was talking about. And it takes me back. I think it was either last week or the week before, one of my one-on-one clients. So I personally have reached a new career height with my confidence program, Unstoppable, and have been blessed to bring in 50 women. Like, that is a dream come true. You know what I mean? That is a dream come true. At the same time, one of my clients, she was asking me, like, what does that feel like? You know what I mean? You've arrived. You've achieved it. You've gotten to that point. And my mother-in-law just asked me this a few days ago. And she was like, how does that feel to arrive? And I was like, I mean, yes, I'm super grateful. And it's exciting, you know, to be able to love on and pour into these women. However, on the other side of it, I've encountered these unexplainable tech issues that even the tech platform can't explain to me why this is happening. And so it's this beautiful picture. That's why I'm bringing it up of exactly what you're talking about. There's no arrival, because my quote unquote arrival of this amazing and huge launch is that I am accompanied by these tech issues that I know a lot about psychology. I know like very little about tech. So it's like, okay. What? It's like the blessing and the gratitude and the excitement paired with the frustration and wanting to throw my computer up against the wall. And so it's, yeah, I just wanted to bring that up because it mimics exactly what you're talking about. There's no arrival. Like, it has to already be inside of us so that as, and maybe have you had a time like in your coaching business, you know, have you had a time that you may have once considered a point of arrival and then you got there and there was an entirely new perspective of it?
Yeah. And I don't want to diminish, let's not, so one, kudos to you, yay, right? Yay for your program launch, right? And let's not diminish the feelings that come with reaching different milestones, right? Like, that's a huge milestone. That's amazing. Yes, it's exciting. It's thrilling. It's also a little probably scary and uncomfortable because that's, you know, fear and that's normal. And all the things, right? And so it's okay to celebrate. And I think that's really important. But knowing that you can celebrate those things, but it's already in you. Your self-belief is what got you there. Mm-hmm. Nothing else. And so when I think about my own coaching business, right? Like, I went to coaching school and I thought, okay, I'm going to come out of coaching school and then I'm just going to have clients and like this business is going to be here and it's just going to arrive. I'm going to be a coach. And that's like the farthest thing from the truth, right? Because that's only one part. It's just the skills and competencies and certain things are taught, right? But building a business is an entirely different thing. And understanding the bridge of self-belief in your coaching skills and what you've achieved and what you've learned and what you continue to master year over year and actualizing that into a business, that belief bridge is not easy to build, right? And can easily get shaken if you don't sign a client, if your tech doesn't work, if insert any other external thing that could go wrong, right? And to me, that was an aha moment because I was like, oh, okay, like I'm in this coaching school and I'm coming out with all of these amazing colleagues, but only a few of them had businesses already, right? And so I just like had this false anticipation that I could wave a wand, right? And I'll just be there. I will have arrived as a coach. And like, that's not how it works.
Oh my gosh, that is so funny that you mentioned that because I can totally relate to your story. And I just think your perspective, the perspective that you have on the belief that you've cultivated within yourself that, you know, you're not a failure because you don't have, you know, or you didn't have clients standing at your door, you know, that your worth wasn't defined by, you know, the paycheck that came in on day one of your business being open. And so that's, yeah, just tremendous work right there. So thank you for bringing up that example. And since we're talking about your coaching, I want to hear like just more about who you help, what you're up to. Let's talk about this planner.
Yes. Okay. Amazing. Amazing. So I help women, mostly in corporate, some who are not, but mostly corporate, who want to design a life of their own, right? Design what success looks like for them. So life, career, business, all the things. What does that really look like? And so it's a combination of mindset transformation and then tactical strategy pieces that come together to help you understand what is the vision of your life that you're looking for, right? And then how you actually get there. Because you can think about, oh, I want these great things. But if you have no idea how to get there, you're going to stay in the same place, right? How do you cultivate self-belief, self-love, self-trust, worthiness, all in yourself and really understand it to actualize everything that you want. So that is my jam. That is where I help the majority of my clients. Some specific clients I also work with from a corporate standpoint to get into leadership level roles. And what does that look like internally in an organization? And I am really excited because I'm launching three new things this year, one of which is the planner. So I cannot wait to share it with you all because I was tired of trying to carry all of these notebooks that I have. I don't know if anyone can relate listening, but I have so many notebooks and post-its and to-dos all over the place. And then I'm always forgetting all the things. And I wanted a planner where I could integrate my life stuff, career stuff, business stuff, belief work, gratitude, all of the things that I teach my clients and that I think are pivotal to building personal success into one beautiful little planner.
So thank goodness. When is it coming out? I want to get my hands on it.
It's coming out in January. It'll be here. So it is called the Elevate Her Energy Planner. I will share it with you all. So you can share with your audience. And I'm really excited because never in a thousand years would I think I would create a physical product or even think that I would figure out how to do that and pull all the pieces together because I'm all about simplifying, right? Like life is integrated. So why are we trying to have multiple planners for different things? Like, no, we don't have time for that at 2023. Time for that. So that's amazing. I'm working on that. And I'm also working on a sprint version of a group program because I'm cognizant of time commitments that my clients have and people have with life and things, but I don't want to deter anyone from being able to have personal growth and expansion and development. And so it is called the Limitless Leader Collective. I am so pumped to bring this to the world. It is literally game changing. So thank you for asking about it. It is mindset transformation. It is metacognition, quantum physics, spirituality, science, like blended in to a beautiful little program that will help any individual who wants to come in the door understand what's in their way, understand where they need to go, and understand what they need to do every single day for the rest of their life to self-coach themselves and achieve everything that they want.
Mm. Yay!
Yes. With a 0% fail rate. It's magnificent. Ashley,
that is incredible. That is incredible that you're birthing these babies.
I am. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm sure the labor and delivery looks a little bit different.
It is. I don't know. There's probably synergies, right? There's definitely synergies. So those are two things I'm really, really pumped about bringing into the world. And I'm also working on a retreat for 2023, end of 2023. So I will share those details with you too.
Please, please do. Thank you so much, Ashley. Oh my gosh, I feel so blessed and so honored just to hear your wisdom, hear your story. And before we go, is there any particular message that you want to share with a woman listening? If she's, you know, if she can resonate with anything that we've been talking about, maybe something to elaborate on or something entirely different.
Yes, I think if I could leave you with one message, it would be you are worthy right now. You are inherently whole. You do not need any external validation from anyone. You already have everything that you need inside yourself, and you deserve to have it all.
Mm. What powerful things to write down and to read and to repeat to ourselves every single day. Thank you so much, Ashley. Ashley, I appreciate you being here.
Thank you so much for having me. It was a great time.
Woo! I am so pumped up right now. Ashley's story, the tips, everything we talked about, straight up fire. I hope you're feeling that way right now too. And while you're in this energy, go take the quiz and check out Unstoppable. The links for both of them are in the episode description. You can also connect with Ashley if you feel drawn to her. I mean, how could you not? And follow her on Instagram to be the first to know when her planner is going to be released. Thanks for listening to this episode, and be sure to tune in to next week as we tackle the lie of I don't have enough time. Join me and my friend Jamie. She's a time and productivity consultant. She is going to blast this lie straight up out of there is all I gotta say. Straight up out of there. All right, you're amazing. Continue doing an amazing job at life. And yeah, see you soon.